I think the other thing I've noticed, and I mean, you're sitting on a SIFP committee now.
Yeah.
That's been a divisive conversation within the organization. The establishment of this section and supporting family physicians who have a focused practice or a special interest, and seem to be abandoning the sort of comprehensive continuous care model. That some might say, well, you know, if you're in sports medicine and somebody comes in who's pregnant, you tell them to go see somebody else because you don't do obstetrics. Do you have any thoughts about the direction that's going or how family medicine is going to evolve if that becomes a trend?
Well, I'll go back to when we were talking about emergency medicine.
Right.
And whether emergency medicine should be separated and how it should operate. And my position then, and I think it's not changed a whole lot,
okay,
was that if someone has had the family practice training,
mm-hmm,
they at least know the bounds and the range of family practice.
Right.
And whether or not they spend the rest of their life doing something else, they've at least had the training and understand,
mm-hmm,
the fundamentals of family medicine.
Right.
So if they decide to go full-time emergency medicine for 10 years or for 15 years.
Right.
You've talked to them, I've talked to them, of the emergency room physicians who will see somebody and say, you better get back to your family doctor.
Yes.
And some of them will say that and some of them won't.
Yeah.
Some of them will say, get back to your family doctor. Some of them say, well, we'll send you to this clinic, we'll send you to that clinic, and there'll be a subspecialty here and subspecialist there.
Right.
The ones who have done family practice training are less likely to send people off to further subspecialists, but to,
right,
get them back to their family doctor and get their baseline organized and then let the family doctor make the decisions about,
right,
with the patient about,
yeah,
where they should go.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way I feel about it now. If people choose to spend all of their time doing something because they think there's a need,
yeah,
or because that's what they like to do,
yeah, yeah,
for 10 years, and they've trained as a family doctor, then I think they should be encouraged to come back into family practice at the end of their 10-year period.
Sure.
As long as they update themselves. I just moved from being a dean to being a family doctor again 10 years ago, and I did 4 months of clinical training.
Did you? Yeah. Yeah.
I went to Queens, and I spent some time with Diane Delva as my staff person.
Right.
She supervised me, and I saw patients again.
Right.
And I went to Dalhousie and worked with Richard McLaughlin on his team as a trainee. And
yeah,
after I'd done that, and all of my supervisors, was more than just those two people, but they were the coordinating people. They got opinions from their colleagues. They sent letters of support to the licensing body, and the licensing body granted me my license again.
Okay. Great. Yeah.
But so if people are prepared to do that,
yeah,
then hopefully they will be in pretty good position to continue to be good family doctors.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I guess I've been. I'm kind of off script here, but I mean, I do worry a little bit about the notion that one goes to a patient's medical home, and that within that practice of physicians, however it's set up, there's actually nobody who does comprehensive continuous care. There, you know, there's the guy does palliative care, and the guy does this, and the guy does that. These two do obstetrics, and you have a doctor, but in a sense you get referred.
Well, maybe I have not been out far enough looking around, but I don't think there are many practices like that.
Yeah, good.
There I think there are groups of family doctors in which one might have a particular extra interest and,
yeah,
expertise in skin disease. Someone else who does the obstetrics. Somebody else who is interested in rheumatology or whatever.
Yeah.
And they share their expertise with each other.
Right.
And that makes the whole group practice a stronger entity in serving the community.
Right.
Because they've got a little bit more extra here, a little bit extra here.
Yeah.
And I think it makes a difference. But I think, you know, if you take it to its extremes, you're going to have somebody who's, well, I was using the example in the committee meeting this morning of taking off warts, you know. If you want to spend all your life taking off warts, maybe you can take off warts. But a family, most of the family practice arrangements I've seen have at the core people continuing to do primary care on a continuing basis for the family, for the age range of the family, and